time to get underway with Radio Friendships. Stay tuned as your hosts, Don and Sandra Tipton, share exciting news about what God is doing throughout the world in this missions-minded radio broadcast.
Welcome to Radio Friendships on this fine Christmas day. On the radio today, I'm sure you will hear a lot of Christmas-themed programs, all pointing to the real meaning of Christmas, the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Well, today we opted for something a little different. We thought it would be a good idea to let God's Word speak for itself through Scripture and the prayers of the saints. We realize that this isn't always a joyful time for everybody. Even those that know Christ reflect back on those who are missing from the Christmas table. Family members that have passed on, loved ones that are suffering from addictions that didn't show up, loved ones that we miss dearly, and we share many good memories with those people, and they're not with us today. For others, it's a reflection of past shortcomings, and still others find themselves alone, and some even find themselves alone in the midst of family and friends. If you fit into any of those categories, we encourage you to sit back and allow God's Word to minister to you. And may you come through this day changed and transformed by the love of Jesus Christ. Merry Christmas.
In prayer, we develop our own spiritual muscle. It's not so much the energy or the power that's within us, but the ability to align ourselves, our wills, our spirits, our souls with the divine will. And that's really where the power lies anyway. Another thing is that we're invited to make our petitions known, to let our Father know what we need, what we want, even though He already knows it. He has a passion to fill us with what we have a passion to receive. We are fed in direct proportion to our hunger, and our hunger is often expressed in our prayer. Prayer is a form of worship. Worship is wired in to the DNA of human beings. Every human being worships someone or something. That's not a choice we have to make. Our choice is whom. And so in praying, we become like that which we worship.
My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness.
In Isaiah 25:4, it says, "You have been a refuge for the poor, a refuge for the needy in his distress, a shelter from the storm, and a shade from the heat. For the breath of the ruthless is like a storm driving against a wall."
Dear God, we come to you today, Lord, and just acknowledge your holiness, God, and thank you for your faithfulness, Lord. And God, I pray for anyone who's listening today, Lord, that you have given them amazing talents and an incredible capacity to glorify you and to love on others and to serve you, Lord. And God, I pray that you would just make it so apparent to them exactly what it is they need to do to use what you have given them to glorify you, God. I pray that they would take their life and completely surrender it to you, Lord, and make you Lord and not just Savior, God. Once again, God, we thank you for your faithfulness. And Lord, we just want to worship you with everything we have. In Jesus' name I pray.
"For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future."
Merry Christmas, one and all.
"No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you."
There may be someone out there right now who's come to the end of your rope. You don't know what to do. But when you lift up your hands to the Lord and you cry out, "Father God, Jesus, Holy Spirit, come and help me," He always reaches down and picks you up right where you're at, just as you are. You don't have to clean yourself up for the Lord. You just ask for help and God will come and help you. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, whoever is out there listening to this broadcast who feel as though that there may be no God, no help, and that they're at the end of themselves, Lord, I ask you by the power of your Holy Spirit to reach down as you reach down to me and help me that you would reach down, Lord, and touch that one, that you would touch him and lift him up and help to stand him on his feet, Lord, and speak to him as you did to me. You spoke to me and said, I love you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Never, ever leave you nor forsake you. God will always be with you. Just reach out your hand and ask the Lord to reach your hand, and he will. Thank you, Lord, for blessing that one that calls out to you in the name of Jesus. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do.
1 Samuel 2:8. He lifts the poor from the dust, yes, from a pile of ashes, and treats them as princes sitting in the seats of honor. For all the earth is the Lord's, and he has set the world in order.
Father God, we just come before you and lay whoever that is in this struggle right now and are just hurting so deeply, and the pain runs so deep and you just don't know where to go from here. I'm just praying that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ would rush down and just rescue your hurting heart. Just reach up to him, grab a hold of his hand, because he is with you. There's a scripture that I want to pray over you, that the word says that the Lord will never leave you nor forsake you. So whenever you are hurting and you feel so alone, like not one person on the face of this earth could understand, we have a God who does. And I pray that you would feel his presence and the power of the Holy Spirit come upon you and just soothe and calm you and bring forth a peace in the midst of the storm. We love you, Lord, and we give these marriages, these hurting hearts over to you and ask for your full love, the extension of your grace and your forgiveness. We just pray all of these things in your precious name. Amen.
In quietness and trust will be your strength.
Father, we just come to you today, Lord, as people that love you, Father. Lord, we desire to do your will, Lord God, and just to glorify your name. And Lord God, I just lift those out there right now, Father, that may be suffering from depression, Lord, or mental illness, or loneliness, Lord God, or just that deception from the enemy, Father. And Lord God, I just ask you right now to reach down, Lord, and touch them, Father. Give them that peace that passes understanding that only you can give, Lord God. I ask you just to be their comfort, Father. Lead them and guide them, Father. I ask you just to put people into their lives, Lord, that can speak life and the word to them, Father. Just hold them in the palm of your hand, Lord God. And I ask this in Jesus' name, Lord. Amen.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and follow me. For what does it benefit a person if he gains the wealth of the whole world and loses his own soul? Watch out. Beware of greed. For a person's life does not consist in the abundance of the things which he owns. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also.
In you, O Lord, I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in your righteousness. Bow down your ear to me. Deliver me speedily. Be my rock of refuge, a fortress of defense to save me. For you are my rock and you are my fortress.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for your great love. I thank you for your mercy. And Father, you said if we would come unto you, all of us that are heavy laden and burdened down, you would give us rest. To those that are seeking, those that are searching, may you bring to them a peace. May you bring to them a comfort. May you bring to them a joy unspeakable, something that goes far beyond their own strength and their own abilities. May there be something supernatural from heaven. May the hand of God come down and touch those that would reach out to them and say, Father God, I need you. I ask you to come in your strength and touch me where I'm at. Lord, would you just touch them now? Heal the heart that's broken. Heal the mind that is in such disarray and has been so fragmented and with such anxiety. To those that are hurting physically, Father, you are the divine physician. And you do all things good, and there's nothing impossible. To those that need provision, Father God, may they turn to you and may they seek you and may you do something supernatural beyond what they could imagine or expect and provide for them as they call out to you and they will see that it is you. Father, today I ask you to minister your grace, your love, your mercy, your might. May those without hope and those that are hurting come to a place of healing, come to a place of hope, come to a family that will welcome them and love them and bring them in and surround them with your goodness, with your love and your mercy. Father, I ask you to help them, to strengthen them, and bring them to Jesus, Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Everyone from Radio Friendships would love to wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
The grace of our Lord Jesus was poured out on me abundantly, along with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. Here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. But for that very reason, I was shown mercy, so that in me, the worst of sinners, Christ Jesus might display his unlimited patience as an example for those who would believe on him and receive eternal life.
Merry Christmas to everyone from the people at Friendships. God bless you all.
Whatsoever is true, whatever is worthy of reverence and is honorable and seemly, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely and lovable, whatever is kind and winsome and gracious, if there is anything worthy of praise, these are the things I will think on and weigh and take account of. These are the things I will fix my mind on.
Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these.
In Matthew 6 and 33, he said, if you seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, all these things shall be added unto you. And that's the things that we need in this life. Not the things that we want, but the things that we need. And I know Don Tipton's testimony, but he did that. He did Matthew 6:33, and he decided to seek first God's kingdom and his righteousness, and then you just sit back and just watch God take over you.
God, I ask you to send your encouragement, Lord God. Let them know that the Holy Spirit lives inside. Those who don't know you, teach them. Let them learn of you, Lord God. Make a way. Put someone in their path that they might know you, Lord, that they might know your Son, Jesus. But God, we ask you to work in the lives now. Lift them up, Lord God. Let them take joy in seeing the smile of a child. Let them take joy in seeing a new day, Lord God. Let them take joy that their eyes, they focus, that they've got health and strength, that God, they have you, Lord God. We ask you to build the faith day by day, hour by hour, second by second. Let them find joy in your word, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, may this time of great renewal and strength. God, we ask you to do it because you're the only one we have to look to, Lord God. We thank you for Jesus. Thank you for the death, burial, and resurrection. We thank you for the Holy Spirit who lives now down on the inside of us. Let us catch hold, Lord God, and never let go. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you for new beginnings. We thank you for your love. God, we thank you for just being you. God, we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Colossians 3:23, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for men.
This is Sandra Tipton, and you're listening to Radio Friendships from Port Mercy in Lake Charles.
Merry Christmas, everybody, and a Happy New Year.
I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. And he said to those who believed on him, if you continue living as I tell you, then you are indeed my disciples. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. If the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. I am the door. If any man comes to God through me, he shall be saved. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man snatch them out of my hand.
Whosoever shall hearken unto me shall dwell in peace and shall live free of the fear of evil.
Lord, help us to be a generation that finds our confidence and our strength in you. so that we may boldly go before a darkened world and be a light of your hope and representatives of your love, no longer putting our trust in men and things of this world, but entirely with you.
The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evil men advance against me to devour my flesh, when my enemies and my foes attack me, they will stumble and fall. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then will I be confident. One thing I ask of the Lord, this is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek Him in His temple. For in the day of trouble He will keep me safe in His dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of His tabernacle and set me high upon a rock. Then my head will be exalted above the enemies who surround me. At His tabernacle will I sacrifice with shouts of joy. I will sing and make music to the Lord. Hear my voice when I call, O Lord. Be merciful to me and answer me. My heart says of you, seek His face. Your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my helper. Do not reject me or forsake me, O God, my Savior. Though my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. Teach me your way, O Lord. Lead me in a straight path because of my oppressors. Do not turn me over to the desire of my foes, for false witnesses rise up against me, breathing out violence. I am still confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord.
The Lord Himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged.
Merry Christmas.
Joshua is talking to the children of Israel and says, choose you this day whom you will serve. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
Father, I thank you, Lord, for this opportunity. Father, I just pray over the airwaves, Father, that this word would just open somebody's heart, Father, that they are receiving what was said, Father, and they feel the tug on their heart, Lord, and they know that it's you. Father, with the understanding that all they have to do is pick up a phone and call somebody. Just calling out to a family member that they feel like has wounded them, Father. Jesus, soften their heart to show them forgiveness, Father. Jesus, you forgive us each and every time we fall. And so we need to forgive our family members if they hurt us each and every time. So, Father, I just pray that you would stir people's hearts, Father God, and open their eyes and their ears, Father, to hear you, your word, the word around them, Father God, that it would just be easy, that it would fall into your step, Father God, into your plan for them, that they would open their hearts, Father God. Thank you, Jesus.
Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
There have no temptation or suffering taken you, but it's such as common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation make a way of escape that you may be able to bear it.
Dearest Heavenly Father, we raise before you the families of 9/11 who are still struggling with trusting you and still searching for answers that they may never find. We pray also for any of the listeners who have something going on in their lives right now. As tragic as it is, or even as trivial as it may seem, Lord, we know that if it matters to them, it matters to you. And Lord, we just lift them up before you, and we pray that they would find it in their hearts to take the steps to get closer to you and to just trust you with their lives and their future. We know that you work all things together for good to those who love you and to those who are called according to your purpose. And we pray that they would take the steps to really show their love for you. We trust that you will not give us any more than we can bear. We know that your grace will carry us through our trials. We know that you will bring blessings out of the trials in our life. We know that you are in control. You are bigger than 9/11. You are bigger than cancer. You are bigger than Alzheimer's disease. You are bigger than all the financial burdens. You're bigger than marriage problems and relationship problems. Whatever a person is going through, you're bigger than that, Lord. Your word says that you are God. You are the God of all mankind. There is nothing too difficult for you. And so we pray that you would just work on their hearts and help them to see and know you as their Lord and Savior, so they can just submit their lives to you, and then you can do with them, which would be bringing many blessings and glorifying you. We ask all of this in Jesus' name.
From Him, the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work.
If Jesus were to come in here to take up a collection, and he were to walk up in front of you with those nails scarred, with the wounds, with those great eyes that knows everything about you, there is nothing about you that he doesn't know or love. You know, he were to walk up there, brother, you'd be reaching in that wallet. You'd be giving and taking rings off and anything you could find to put in that basket. But the great I Am, the great giver himself, who held nothing back from you, not one drop of blood. What would he want you to put in that basket? You think it's your money? Listen, do you think he wakes up in the morning, looks at the paper, says, is he end up the pound down? Am I strong in Europe? Can my kingdom move forward? Get a hold of who you're serving. This is the great God. It's not about money. How much of you would you pour into that basket? That's what he wants to know.
Thank you for joining us here today at Radio Friendships. Thank you for remembering those in need as we celebrate the great and mighty God we serve and the greatest gift ever given, Jesus Christ, as our Lord and Savior.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody, and a Happy New Year.
I hope you have a good Merry Christmas.
If you enjoyed today's program, we encourage you to go to our website at www.friendships.org. Download it for absolutely free. This, along with last year's Christmas program, would make great additions to your next Christmas.
Thank you for listening to the Friendships broadcast today. Don and Sandra Tipton invite you to join them again next time as we stand in awe of the great God we serve. Friendships is based at Port Mercy in Lake Charles, Louisiana. For information about Friendships Unlimited, dial 337-433-5022 or go on the internet to friendships.org.